The Revelso gun range on Camosi Road is closed until further notice after someone spread rotten chicken meat all over the clubhouse and range. The director of Revelstoke's Rod and Gun Club got a message yesterday morning reporting the vandalism.
Somebody had spread ground up rotten chicken meat all over the outside of the range. So on our shooting benches, over the flooring, on the seats for the shooting benches. And he said it looked like to him that it was obviously deliberate. Someone had taken time to make sure the meat was nice and rotten and smelled really bad, and just kind of smeared it wherever they could.
Jennifer Bowden herself hadn't seen the club yesterday when we spoke because of her job.
But the police have been called and the police are investigating it right now.
Two RCMP were at the gun range yesterday afternoon. Stoke FM called the local detachment to ask if they were investigating, but no one was available to talk.
Why do you think that somebody would do this?
I'm not sure. I definitely don't want to speculate. It could be anything from just, you know, kids playing a prank to could possibly, you know, with the election, you know, here, maybe it could be some sort of political message or something like that. Or just, you know, just somebody who doesn't approve of hunting or fishing and wants to send us that message of their disapproval.
Right. And I know also that the club is in the process of obtaining approval to move to new property on West Side Road. Do you think it could have anything to do with the fact that the club is in the Arrow Heights neighborhood? Do you think there is there any tension there with people who live nearby?
As far as I know, there isn't anything that would warrant that. Like you said, we are in the process of working on our new range, and you know, it won't be long till it's completed and we're moving. So I don't see somebody using vandalism to get a message across for something like that when it's so close to being complete. You know, this has been ongoing for years now. So it just seems unlikely that somebody would wait until this point in time to send that message.
Yeah, and especially since it's not like the club is saying it doesn't want to move or dragging its feet or anything like that. It's just the process that it takes to make stuff like this happen, is my understanding.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was at the club last night. Actually, we had our monthly general meeting, and I was the one who actually locked up and closed the gate. So I was there last, and that was at about between nine and quarter after 9 p.m. And, you know, everything was fine when I left. They had trespassed on the property. They had gone through over the gate and vandalized it that way. So there's trespassing as well.
And so to access the club, does somebody come and open it at a certain time and it's open from this time to this time in the day, or do members have access?
Members have access with a code that they get with their membership to the lock on the gate.
So it could have been a member?
I mean, I guess technically, but it's not like you can't climb over the gate. I highly doubt it was a member of the club.
Totally. And Jennifer, what did you think when you heard this?
I guess I was just really disappointed because all of us executive members, we donate our time to the club. So any community programs, any time spent, you know, maintaining the club, putting together targets, things like that, like, the man that usually looks after the grounds of the range, you know, he's an elderly man with health problems, and he loves to donate his time and he loves to have the range ready and available for people to use. You know, and I'm actually glad that he's not even in town. He's not even in service. He's out hunting. So I'm really glad that he doesn't have to deal with this, because it is completely unfair for somebody to do that when the whole thing is, you know, run by volunteers.
And then I guess you need to wait to see what, like, how much work and cost it will cost to recover after this.
Yeah, one of the other executive members is looking to have the range cleaned by, you know, pressure washing or something like that. It's just the odor is too strong to be able to, you know, just go in there and kind of sweep it up or anything like that. So we'll have to have a cleaning company come in, and the range will be closed until that's complete.
Yeah, like you said, the forethought that would have gone into this and just the commitment to dealing with that stinky meat too is a little bit disturbing to think about.
It is. That's what I was thinking. Like, somebody has to be, you know, I feel like in a poor mental state to be able to actually really commit to something like that, you know, to take the time to make sure the meat's rotten, to purchase the meat and make sure it's rotten. Like, what's the point of spending your own money on something like that as well?
Bowden says, if you have a problem with the Rotten Gun Club or the gun range, come and talk to her.
Good communication is key. I actually made a post on the Revelstoke community page just a few weeks ago, asking people to come join the page and asking people to communicate, and that the only way that we can, you know, serve our community is through communication with people of the community. And, you know, it just seems an odd way to communicate something, because we literally have no idea what the message is. And it would just be a lot easier for everybody involved to just, you know, come forward and communicate, you know, your thoughts.
Absolutely. That is a very good point, because if you knew if there is a problem and if you knew what it was, then you could address it.
Yeah. Yeah. And we want to make sure that we are, you know, holding, you know, a positive, you know, face in the community, and that people aren't looking at the club in a negative way. And we do try and resolve any issues with the public as soon as they're brought to our attention. So if somebody had just brought this, whatever the reason is, to our attention, then this could have been resolved, you know, probably quicker than it is now, because, you know, we can't even answer whatever the problem is.
Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.